Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour, Hump Day Wednesday, July 22nd, 2026 edition. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, I want to remind you, this Saturday, the party of the summer. You are invited. It will help raise money for the Michigan Republican Party as well as your local county Republican Party. It is a fundraising event. Liberty Mountain USA is providing the venue. Ted Nugent is not charging his normal fee for a concert. He is coming. We also have Scott Page from Pink Floyd, a few other musicians, comedians, as well as the candidates. Now, Officer Rick just texted me a screenshot, and I got the same thing on my cell phone. Big news. Governor candidate John James is joining the Rock Michigan Red July 25th event. Ted Nugent, Scott Page, Dave Landau, and more. Get your tickets here. Rock MI Red. It's a bit.ly. You click on it, it takes you directly to it. Here's the thing. Even if you can't attend on Saturday, buy a ticket. In the process of buying the ticket, your name, your address, your phone number, your email, and most importantly, your county will be in the ticket information. By you doing that, you're going to get your county into sharing the net profits from this event. Half of it is going to the Michigan Republican Party. The other half is going to go to the county parties. You guys can get your county party some funding simply by buying a ticket. Let your county chair know. Everybody should be doing this for this upcoming event this Saturday, July 25th. Now, the main reason why we wanted to make sure that all of the numbers were working out based on ticket sales, based on how they had to have a bare minimum to cover for the venue with regards to security, parking, all the other aspects to facilitate, provide security for this event, which is all outside vendors that they had to hire. Well, those numbers have been confirmed. They are good to go based on ticket sales so far. Should be a well-attended event. Probably not anywhere near capacity, but it should be a good crowd. So you definitely need to be a part of it. Again, go to the website, libertymountainusa.com, click on events, or if you'd like me to forward you this text message with the direct link on it, just text me, let's do Saturday. Just text me Saturday, because it's this Saturday. So I'll put that into my phone during the break. If you want the direct link, just text my phone, 231-360-5140. Send me a text message of Saturday, and I'll send you the link. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Do you suffer from political insanity disorder, where you keep voting for the same people over and over again and expect a different outcome? The good news is, there's a cure. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress in Michigan's 1st District. It's time to elect someone who cares about people, someone who is from the district. Washington is stagnant. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Got another story lined up here for you regarding the budget and what else was actually in the bill itself. One of the things Governor Gretchen Whitmer spoke about with reporters after the bill signing of the budget was that she has been setting aggressive housing goals and meeting them. Really? The governor went on to say she'd like to see more housing bills passed in the last 6 months of this legislature. I know the legislature is probably not going to be around a whole lot, but I remain eager to do more to help people get into affordable housing. Michigan State Housing Development Authority Director Amy Hovey said she hopes the new programs will be sent to the MISHDA board for approval in October, and that the first round of funding could end up going out as early as November. Hovey said before yesterday the state didn't have a housing tax credit. We were just leaving money at the table that the federal government was using for housing, so now we'll finally be able to do that, Hovey said. She also said that bills would help drive down the cost of housing developments and that they already help local governments with grants to update their zoning laws. Well, one of those communities was Portage, Michigan, with HUD Secretary of State Scott Turner praising a new workforce housing development in Portage. City officials say the project is the product of years of rewriting their local zoning rules to make housing easier, not harder, to build. Portage Mayor Patricia Randall said, "We have moved away from many of outdated rules. We got our parks, we got our bike trails. Now we have to really dig in and do what's tough." This comes as President Trump's administration urges communities to remove barriers to home construction. Portage was highlighted through a cabinet-level visit for its ability to reduce regulatory hurdles while collaborating with the Michigan State Housing Development Authority as well as the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Randall said city leaders began focusing on housing after hearing concerns from the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research that stated that employers were struggling to attract and retain workers because of affordable housing was in a short supply. One of the city's biggest initiatives has been rewriting its unified development ordinance, replacing what officials described as a patchwork of zoning, subdivision, and condominium regulations that dated all the way back, folks, to the 1960s. Well, back in 2023, to help modernize their regulations, City of Portage received a $50,000 MISHDA grant to allow them to spend money to research and figure out a better zoning plan. Under the updated ordinance, developers that meet established standards can now move projects through the approval process more efficiently while still complying with state environmental laws and other requirements. Portage Mayor said it just doesn't have to go through such a laborious planning process that we had before. We're trying to be more shovel-ready, more receptive, and more wanting of these projects. The mayor acknowledged new housing projects often draw neighborhood opposition before the approval process is finished. But she said attitudes frequently change once the developments are actually completed and people can actually see the new homes. People usually oppose these projects when they're near their homes. But as soon as the community is done and they start to see the new neighbors moving in, they then really embrace it, Mayor Randall said. Also, she said state partnerships through MISDA and Michigan Economic Development Corporation have been critical because affordable housing projects often require financial assistance in order to be economically viable. Without them, developers can't afford to build them. If they don't build them, we're right back to the beginning of the proverbial gerbil wheel. If people can't find housing that they can afford, they can't afford to work in those communities. Well, Portage illustrates what the federal government hopes to see become more common across the entire country. HUD Secretary Turner said, "This is something we have to do." He also credited local governments for taking the lead while describing excessive local regulation as being the biggest obstacle to increasing the nation's housing supply. This all starts locally. Then it proceeds to the state. And then finally, the feds can come in and put the money where it's truly needed, where the locals stepped up and approved these projects. However, the federal government is not the answer. We can only be a facilitator. But if the answers are provided at the local level, we can step in and definitely help. Secretary Turner from HUD called these public-private partnerships the, quote, secret sauce behind successful housing developments. Well, U.S. Congressman Bill Huizenga said Portage has embraced innovative approaches to expanding home ownership, including developments in which the city retains ownership of the land while the residents purchase the homes. Portage City Council member Jillian Young said expanding workforce housing is essential to keeping young families in our community and maintaining the area's economic competitiveness. The goal is not to have more people move out of Kalamazoo County. We want them to simply build their homes here in the city of Portage. Young said elected officials recognize housing decisions are not universally very popular. But he said the council has relied on planning experts to pursue long-term solutions to the city's housing shortage. When we made these decisions, they were not haphazard. We're going to figure out how to get this done for our citizens, and we are going to make this happen. So this is one city that took advantage of understanding they had to change their local zoning regulations, maybe even rewrite their entire master plan. And these creative ideas, folks, of the city owning the land, but the people owning the houses. Very unique hybrid in home ownership. And it's something, honestly, that's going to have to happen. The cost of these real estate projects and developments, you cannot afford the land, the construction cost, cannot afford to put them all together unless you get creative. And this is exactly what they did in Portage, and it's what the governor hopes they can do for the rest of her governorship as we head into the last half of this year. So pretty interesting stories. Definitely looking forward to seeing where they go with this. One of the things I think that we need to look at also is the process of what's going to happen here during this lame duck session. Why is it lame duck? We have an August 4th primary in 13 days. Candidates will be nominated by the parties in that primary party election, and then we're heading into November 3rd. We're getting a new U.S. senator, a new governor, a new attorney general, a new secretary of state, potentially new justices on the Supreme Court. And every state representative and state senator is on the ballot in November. Who's going to be in control of the majorities will depend on turnout. If Republicans get out and vote like they did in November of 2024 presidential election, Republicans will win. If you guys don't, they won't. It's that simple. This is going to come based on turnout, who gets the vote out. And of course, like I said earlier in the show, it's going to be depending upon the independents. Which way are they going to go? Are they going to continue? Are they going to continue with the historical fact that we replace the present incumbent party governor with the opposite party? Every 8 years, it happens. We are due for a Republican governor. This goes all the way back to Blanchard, Engler, Granholm, Snyder, now Whitmer. 8 years Republican, 8 years Democrat. 8 years Republican, 8 years Democrat. Well, again, this year, we are due to elect a Republican governor. It's that simple. But we got to get the right Republican candidate. And I believe, again, full transparency, I have personally endorsed Perry Johnson. The Michigan College Republicans endorsed Perry Johnson yesterday. Previous gubernatorial candidates Kevin Rinke, Ryan Kelly, and current this year candidate Ralph Revant have all come out and endorsed Perry Johnson. The momentum is going his way, but only according to this story that I read earlier this show, 40% of the people have already voted. 60% still have to vote before August 4th or on Election Day, Tuesday, August 4th, 1 week from this coming Tuesday. We got to get people out to vote. It's that simple. One last little short story on this, the tax credits. Well, it also included a ban on large corporations and investment funds. They are going to be limited to buying only 100 homes. That's it. Once they reach that number, they are now facing $25,000 fines and potentially criminal charges for direct violations of this new law passed in the House, the Senate, and signed into law by the governor. This is serious, and we want families to be able to own our single-family homes, not large corporations or investment funds. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number three, we'll be right back.